This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We told you the president is on his way back home after his state visit to Japan. He did make a Memorial Day stop before his departure, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the U.S. USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States.
Together you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter says when he served in the Marine Corps, he took photographs of dead bodies. Hunter making the remark while defending Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher over the weekend. Gallagher accused of war crimes, including taking pictures with dead combatants and shooting unarmed civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him. To Colorado now, changing gears, a boulder as big as a house or small building blocking a highway, and it could be a while before it's all cleared out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes on the story.
No one can say when the road will reopen. A massive slide raining rocks onto State Route 145 north of the town of Dolores on Friday. The slide created an 8-foot-deep trench all the way across the road, and the boulder is now sitting in the middle of it. The highway links Cortez and Telluride. The Colorado Department of Transportation is bringing in a team of experts to figure out how to break up the boulder and clear it away so that the road can be rebuilt. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Republican senator out with a new book about Arlington National Cemetery, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Memorial Day is a time to honor the fallen at Arlington National Cemetery. Before being elected senator in Arkansas, Republican Tom Cotton served with the Army Regiment at Arlington, known as the Old Guard. Senator Cotton has a new book out titled Sacred Duty. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the senator, and one of the things I asked him was about visiting Arlington National Cemetery and what makes it so special.
Well, as I write in Sacred Duty, I think Arlington has a very special place in the hearts of our fellow Americans. You know, one reason I wrote this book is I could tell how much our fellow citizens care about Arlington. You know, when they come to see me in Washington, they'll usually be in town for a few days, and I ask them what their favorite stop is in their sightseeing tour, and they almost always say Arlington National Cemetery. When you get there, it's just, you know, truly sacred ground. You walk in, and people seem to be kinder, quieter, respectful of each other in a way that may not be the case just outside the gates on the sidewalk or certainly on the highway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points, the Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Oh, checking the clock, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How are you doing? Hey, we got a great day planned for you and a great show. Lots of great guests, including our first one. Dr. Michael Buzler is back with us, a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, before we talk about China, because it looks like this is really taking going to another level. But before we get there, I first want to get your perspective on these nationwide injunctions that are taking place that's causing a lot of brain damage for 63 million voters. I mean, here it is. We've got the President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, the Chief Executive Officer of our country, being stumped by one activist judge. You know, this is very frustrating. What do you think we're going to end up with here?
I agree with you. It is extremely frustrating. The judges are not supposed to legislate. The judges are supposed to take a look at the laws, the situations in front of them, and make a decision based on the current law.
Mm-hmm.
Judges instead, President Trump takes an action. Congress doesn't do anything about the action or can't do anything about it, won't pass any laws, so the president continues with these executive actions, and these judges, knowing that the Congress isn't able to do anything, they take a step really beyond what they're supposed to do. I've read a number of legal experts who think that putting on these injunctions against national type policies is really not legal, and they think once these are go through an appellate court and maybe even further up to the Supreme Court, that they'll view these injunctions as being illegal.
Well,
they really shouldn't and can't do this.
Well, you know, it's really on steroids at this point. So like you say, Congress doesn't want to do their job. We've got a country to manage here, and then all of a sudden they go. The opposing viewpoint goes to judge shopping, as they say, and once again they find a Obama-appointed judge. And I mean, the partisanship is so clear here, that it's very frustrating. It's like, okay, now it's us and them, and what about the United States of America?
That's an excellent point. You know, the purpose of Congress. While they keep saying we have a duty for oversight and we need to do all these investigations, and they do have a duty for oversight, but their primary duty is to legislate, is to make laws to push the country forward. If they stop trying to reinvestigate what we've already spent years investigating and started concentrating on solving some of the problems, and we have some severe problems. Look, the Democrats got control of the House by saying President Trump is not doing anything about health care, we're going to do something about it. And here we are 6 months in, and they haven't done anything about it yet. Infrastructure is something everybody can agree on. Right. And yet Congress won't do anything with that. We have a severe immigration problem. For a while, Congress didn't even recognize it. Now at least they recognize it, but they're still not doing anything about it. So President Trump is forced to take these executive actions, the only way to get these problems solved, and now you have these activist judges who are even putting roadblocks in front of him when he does that.
Well, not to mention what it does on the international stage. I mean, what kind of position, bargaining power, does that put the president in? Oh, yeah, talking about denuclearizing North Korea, dealing with China trade, dealing with, Russia, and on and on. I mean, they figure, China's rolling the dice, says, hey, why not? We'll just sit this one out because we got 18 months and there could be a new sheriff in town. And with all this bickering and partisanship going on, it makes us look weak and fractured. I mean, it doesn't help the cause whatsoever. And then, of course, then you've got senators recklessly, I think, challenging the Logan Act by having direct contact with people that, we're dealing with, like Iran. I mean, what is all this about? You know, if it's not John Kerry, then Dianne Feinstein, and, and everybody just sits there. It's like, Washington, D.C. yawns, and it's like, wait a minute, don't you guys understand what you're doing here? You are compromising negotiations here big time. And, of course, this was what Obama was concerned about during the transition between, his administration going to Trump. He was all concerned, thought that Mike Flynn was undermining, their policy on Russia.
Yeah, all that is exactly right. The president is finally confronting problems that other presidents have simply kicked the can down the road forever. And President Trump, now, he's not a politician, so he's not going to do things that are necessarily politically correct in the way politicians would handle them. President Trump is a business person. He sees a problem, and a business person knows if you have a problem, especially if it affects your bottom line,
right,
you have to confront it immediately.
Exactly.
And that's what President Trump is doing with virtually all of the problems that the U.S. has. He'd like to continue to deal from a position of strength, which the U.S. Has. However, he's being undermined, just as you said, when our adversaries see that, hey, the opposing party in the U.S. is trying to impeach President Trump. Even if they don't, they'll probably get him thrown out of office in the 2020 election. So just as you said, they'll just stall as long as they can here, and it makes President Trump's position extremely difficult to work with. We should realize we are all on the same side here.
Exactly.
Americans are on the same side. We can have our differences, and we have a democracy, actually a constitutional republic, but we live in a democracy, and in a democracy, we have to welcome healthy debate. That's the only way that democracies move forward. So healthy debate is good, but when it gets down to the bottom line, we're all on the same side here.
Right.
We want to push America forward. I don't think the Democrats really see it that way.
Right. For the sake of partisanship, there's no healthy debate. I mean, this is diseased. It's dysfunctional.
Awful.
And, it's embarrassing, the way the conversation goes and how loosely. I mean, you talk about a president, being mentally deficient and, the accusations that are going about. And what I'm concerned about here, Michael, is that, first of all, it sets a bad example. I mean, you don't even want the kids to even hear this, this kind of conversation, because they're going to pick up on it because what's happened. I mean, you can't even go to a cocktail party during a holiday and not get engaged in people's firing, fiery diatribe and negative. I caught people a couple of times and said, do you realize what you just said? Are you even thinking about how irresponsible this statement and the accusation that you just made? I mean, this is absolutely reckless. And the thing is, concerns me is that it's bad now. What's it going to be 2 years from now?
Yeah. It really is horrible. As you say, you're reluctant to even start up some conversation about anything political. Right. Whereas, you know, you go to a social event and people have differences of views and you discuss those differences, but it was all done in a very healthy manner. Today, there's so much hostility that I know many of my conservative friends are very reluctant to bring up anything, any of their views. And look, I'm a college professor, and as you probably know, 90% of college professors are pretty
right.
liberal. So it makes it
exactly
that number.
Well, Michael, we got to pause here. We'll be back yep. more from the professor on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Emails direct. MSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, as we were talking about these nationwide injunctions, just kind of put a wrap on our earlier conversation with the professor, Dr. Michael Butler, who continues with us. It is frustrating. Attorney General William Barr said in a speech on Tuesday, one judge can, in effect, cancel the policy with a stroke of a pen. This is what's been going on. And Michael, as we were discussing, what concerns me is that we are setting a reckless precedent here. I mean, Republicans warned Democrats when Harry Reid went nuclear in getting judges, you know, through the process there in the Senate, said, you got to be prepared. You're going to rue the day. And, of course, here it is with Neil Gorsuch and with Justice Kavanaugh. The nuclear option came into play.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so the Democrats keep changing things, they think, to suit them. But as we see, whatever they change is going to affect future presidents, too. And President Trump has been able to get not just the Supreme Court justices, but all the judges through a record number, mostly because of this nuclear option. So the Democrats should really think real hard and try to work with the president rather than try to work against them and have these judges, when the Congress can't come up with something, have the judges essentially try to be legislators instead of just judges.
Well, because they disrespect this president so much, Michael, I mean, really, that's at the bottom line of all this. They have just let go. It's no holds barred anymore. I mean, the distortion of the separation of powers and the balance of powers noted in our Constitution, I mean, this is all, you know, this is to hell in a handbasket. I mean, forget about any previous president, respect for the rule of law, respect for the Constitution. The ends justify the means right now.
Yeah, you know, I think the whole thing started. They just haven't gotten over the fact that Trump won in 2016. And literally from the day he won, they've been trying to get him out of office one way or another. They really started talking impeachment, I think, the day after he was
exactly
elected. They'd had
right.
this whole special prosecutor thing that lasted nearly 2 years and essentially showed that there was no collusion and there was not evidence to prosecute on any obstruction charges. So essentially it's over, and the Democrats can't get over that. And now they're doing even more investigating, as we talked about before, instead of legislating. And it's really counterproductive to the goals of the country. They're placing the goals of their party ahead of the goals of the country, and that's a very bad situation to be
well,
in.
Well, exactly. They feel that the Democrats have a command of policy and the command of the direction of where the country should go. And as one Democrat said, you know, we don't care about the polls. If we have to drag the people to our side, then that's what we'll do. And that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, and 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump in 2016 are about fed up with all this, and they're taking notes. And you know, and we'll see how this comes out in the 2020 elections right now, because the Dems have really gone further left and they are doubling down on the insanity that they've thrust upon the body politic.
Yeah, you know, and if they really want President Trump out of office, instead of spending the next year and a half working on investigations that are going to probably come up empty, even if the House votes impeachment, because the Democrats have a majority. The Senate will never go through with it. Just the same thing happened with Clinton. He got him impeached in the House, and the Senate didn't push him out of office. Same thing would happen with Reagan, with Trump, rather.
Exactly.
Things got that far. The Democrats, I think, would be better off concentrating on getting some of their legislative agenda through. So that in 2020, if you really want Trump out of office, the easiest way to do it is to put up a candidate in 2020 that can beat him.
Exactly.
So if the Democrats had a record to run on for the next year and a half, and they put up a good, strong candidate, that's the best way to get Trump out of office for everybody, if that's what they're their goal is, and it seems to be, to get Trump out of office as soon as possible.
Well, and as you said earlier, Michael, you know, they part of the reason that they won in 2018 was they convinced the public that they were the ones that was going to fix Obamacare. They were the ones that messed it up, but here's their opportunity to do a do-over. The voters said, okay, we'll give you another shot, and what are they doing? Anything but. And what they're doing is they're taking advantage of this, all in the spirit of let's not let any good crisis go to waste. In their sense, they're creating this crisis in order to fundraise and to create dissatisfaction and to polarize, our country to where, as you said earlier, rightly so, is nobody seeing a home jersey here. I mean, we're all these disparate team members, you know, trying to come together, and there's no United States. It's the un-United States. Thank you very much. Brought to you by the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and company.
You know, Bill, you bring up a point about the health care issue, which really, as we said, probably carried to the Democrats the control of the House in 2018. So the healthcare issue is going to come to a head next year because, as you may recall, a judge in Texas ruled that because the individual mandate is not part of the Obamacare anymore, it is essentially unconstitutional.
Correct.
Now, that's going to be appealed. It will probably get up to the Supreme Court, and I believe the Supreme Court is going to uphold that because there is no individual mandate, you can't force somebody to buy health insurance anymore, and then the whole system essentially falls apart. So it's possible the Supreme Court will agree that it's unconstitutional. Now we're in kind of a panic situation. We have to come up with something to replace Obamacare. It'll be in the middle of a presidential election, and I'm not
what a mess.
Sure exactly
what
happened.
What a mess. But all they can hope for maybe is Chief Justice Roberts again pulls a rabbit out of the back end of his robe one more time to save this disaster called Obamacare. I mean, this is a mess. But, we voted them into office. We hope and pray that they could get their, you know, heads together on this thing and, do what they can because they messed up this deal. And I say it was Democrats. Democrats single-handedly, they didn't want Republicans involved in this, and they need to come together, and the people need to hold their feet to the fire and say, you guys messed this up, you guys fix it. And both of you fix it, not just Nancy Pelosi. You got to have all the knuckleheads in the room to kind of work this out. China, speaking of something that has gotten to the point, as we mentioned earlier, right now with all the advantages that America has, China, they're their own entity. I mean, there's. Donald Trump can talk about a vision and opportunity for China to really be a positive aspect and contributor to the greater aspect of the world body, but they're not interested in that. I mean, they have been operating. I mean, it's almost like we're trying to convince an alcoholic that they should, they should live a different kind of life, when they've been doing this all their life. I mean, how do you get them to drop the bottle?
Yeah, well, so what President Trump is doing, and I think he's doing it well, he took a look at the trade agreement we had virtually with everybody, but in particular with China, and said, why is this trade agreement so lopsided?
Right.
In favor of the Chinese and to the detriment of the U.S., for instance. China makes a car, sells in the U.S., we charge a 2.5% tariff. Mm-hmm. We make a car, sell it in China, they charge a 25% tariff. So the result is our cars are so expensive over there, they're not buying any.
Of course.
None of their money's coming over here. Their cars are very inexpensive in the U.S., so we're buying a lot of them, and our money is flowing out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So President Trump said, look, you can't have this anymore. I like free trade, but it has to be fair.
Fair, exactly.
So ideally, we'd like no tariffs on anything. But if you're going to have tariffs, it's got to be the same. If it's 2.5%, it's got to be the same for both of us. So
exactly. Michael, let me say this. How much easier, we've got 30 seconds left, how much easier it would be for Trump negotiating if, the USMCA was done between Canada and Mexico, all approved, buttoned down, Japan was done. It might be a little bit easier to get China to come around, don't you think?
I think it will be much, much easier. And the sooner we can get those approved, although that's not going to be easy either,
right,
the sooner we can get those through, the better.
Well, the Democrats aren't interested, as you say, in giving Donald Trump a win. But I say it's not Donald Trump. It's the American people that need a win here. Professor Michael Bussler with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines. Airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
As we told you, the president is on his way back home after his state visit to Japan. He did make a Memorial Day stop before his departure, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States.
Together, you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from danger, weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter says when he served in the Marine Corps, he took photographs of dead bodies. Hunter making the remark while defending Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher over the weekend. Gallagher accused of war crimes, including taking pictures with dead combatants and shooting unarmed civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have back with us Kathy Branzell. The last time she was here, we were talking about the National Day of Prayer. And Kathy, I'm not sure, maybe there was rumblings at that time that you were soon to be announced as the president of the National Day of Prayer.
That's right. I'm so excited. I've been a part of the National Day of Prayer for 19 years.
Wow.
And so to get this opportunity to step in as president and serve more deeply and every day is thrilling. I'm really excited and thankful.
Well, I know that when Dr. Ronnie Floyd first came to you and suggested that he was going to look to you to fill his chair because Dr. Floyd was being promoted and taking over another organization as the president of the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, which is an awesome responsibility for him.
Yeah.
But like in any organization, you always have to look to see, okay, should I be asked to do something else? Who is my replacement? And he believed that you were the perfect choice to replace him as president of the National Day of Prayer.
Well, it's been an honor to serve under Dr. Floyd's leadership. He is an amazing, godly man that God just walks, he walks with God's wisdom and abides in prayer. And so it was thrilling for him to throw his mantle over me. He has mentored me for the last year and a half. And also the board of directors, that's what was just astounding to me, was the executive team of the board of directors had actually been praying about this long before I knew Dr. Floyd was going to be stepping into this new position with Southern Baptist. Mm-hmm. And they kept coming to me and saying, you know, you're the next person. You're our next president. We prayed about it individually. We prayed about it collectively. And we know you're that person. Unfortunately, I was a little stubborn, and it took three times. I told them no three times and told them to go back and pray some more.
Right.
On that. But God was good, and on the third time they said, you keep sending us back to pray, and so now we're going to send you to go pray, because God told us, and now he's going to tell you. So that was a good reprimand.
Well, that is awesome, but, you know, and I would say that it speaks to your humility in much the same way, you know, when God came to Moses, you know, Moses said, God, why me? You know, I'm not well spoken. You know, I'm not in a sense. I mean, you can imagine the conversation. I'm not an Orthodox Jew. What do I know? I was raised Egyptian. I mean, all the excuses. But God saw beyond that, just as he has seen in your heart. And sometimes it takes that while. And God says, it's okay. Go ahead and test me. And you're thinking, hey, look at, you know, what kind of exposure, what kind of experience have you had on a world stage to step up? I mean, here you are. I mean, a former president, Shirley Dobson, you know, quickly said, you are a great choice. You know, she characterized you as a young woman of prayer who has a lot of energy, that you're very well, well informed in terms of the volunteer. I mean, you've been there for a long, as you say, a long time. You've been alongside Dr. Ronnie Floyd, you know, for many, many years. And, you know, I think that this is awesome that God has promoted you and has seen, you know, beyond what you can see. But this is what's so cool about our God, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, you said it so well. I just kept telling God, I'm not a Bright. I'm not a Dobson. I'm not a Graham. Mm-hmm. I'm not a past denominational leader. And no one knows my name. And like I said, in that prayer and fasting time, God just gently said, I know your name.
Yeah. Wow.
And the Bible says that he uses the weak and foolish, and I certainly have that on my resume, and I'm grateful. But I was very good friends with Lynette Bright for several years and had some wonderful times with her. I was mentored by her and Ms. Dobson. I actually got to travel with Shirley several times, and we did lots of projects together through the National Day of Prayer, and and then the 1 year that Ann was with us, and now the 2 years that Dr. Floyd was with us. And so I'm so grateful for everyone who has poured into me and prayed over me, and so I just keep asking them to pray, and I'm excited to just work with the team to call a nation to prayer and to teach a nation to pray. That's our number one request. Mm-hmm. At the National Day of Prayer Task Force office, just as the disciples asked Jesus, you know, teach us to pray. Right. People want a deep prayer life. People want to know their Bible. People want to walk in obedience to the Word. And they just want to know how. And so how thrilling that I get to be a small piece of that and help people walk deeper with the Lord.
Well, as you say, real quickly, you know, just recounting the line from which you've come, the influencers in your life, you know, from Bright to Graham and Dobson, as you say, wow, how blessed you are, and to have time with them, not to just casually meet them, but to spend time to be around them. And I imagine even to this day, the influence of the three women and also Dr. Floyd has just got to be real special. I'm almost a little bit jealous, I got to tell you.
Oh, thanks. And you know, it really just kind of the life lesson in that is sometimes it's the least likely. You know, you just never know whose life you're getting to pour into and speak into. And so just a prompting for all of us to be mentors and coaches and encouragers, because you never know who you're getting to pour into and what God has planned for them.
Well, Kathy, as you step up on this national stage, we're going to be holding you up in prayer. We know our God has great plans for you, for prayer, for our country, for our world. At a time such as this, you shared a little bit of your vision, but I want to give you a little bit more time to unfold that. We have about 3 minutes left together. And by the way, I'm looking forward to an ongoing conversation with you and with our audience, because like you, I'm very passionate about prayer. I remember as a young kid, I'd gone to a Bible study, and I remember they gave us this ceramic, that we could paint and everything, and my mother hung it up in the hallway, and it was up there for a long time. And I think I was about maybe 6 or 7 when I went to this. It was like a vacation Bible school, and the theme of that plaque was, you know, prayer changes things. And I can still see that with the folded hands. And so prayer has been a very central part of my life. And so I think that's why you and I connected so well the first time we met on the radio.
And I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it so much. You know, prayer does change things because prayer changes people.
Yes.
And if you want to see transformation happen in your life, in your marriage, in your home, in your community, in your workplace, at your school, wherever you are, wherever you hang out, work out, then pray. That's the beginning. You know, no prayer, no power, no power, no victory. But prayer then also leads us to practice it and to be a part of the change. As God changes us, then we get to change the circumstances around us. We get to shape the culture around us. And that's what I think excites me most about our ongoing conversation is that, you know, in the last couple of weeks of National Day of Prayer on May 2nd, the theme was love one another. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just a slick slogan. Those were the commands right off the lips of Jesus.
Right.
And so after millions of prayers have gone up to love one another, I'd love to have this ongoing conversation of how we can be thinking, praying, and living out love and obedience to Him.
You know, that is excellent. I just went through a series during the Lenten season. Matthew Kelly, I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but did a Lenten season, because I was looking for something and found something with Dynamic Catholic, and he referred to it as a holy moment. You know, are you having holy moments? And it was interesting because that was really a driving theme, not only for them, but certainly I embraced it and began to owe it. And so at times when I wasn't so holy, my wife would remind me, you know, she would have a way of saying, not such a holy moment, huh?
Well, thank goodness that none of us are perfect.
Kathy Brenzel, the new national president for the National Day of Prayer, has been our guest, and we look forward to an ongoing conversation with her. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. We're praying for you, okay? I want you to know that.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't would always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, all the information you need to know and to be in the flow of the know, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, according to a new Harvard-Harris poll, most Americans wildly underestimate the number of illegal aliens entering the United States each month. And maybe one reason could be the news media's reluctance to disclose the real statistics. Look at this. According to an MRC study of every ABC, CBS, NBC evening news broadcast from January the 1st through May the 15th of this year, found a total of 234 stories talked about illegal immigration, but less than one-tenth of those, 22 or 9%, actually let viewers know that apprehensions at the U.S. border have surpassed 100,000 per month, an 11-year high. And I'd say there's some additional confusion that's being brought to you by this recurring theme and this number that's goofy that says that, you know, we have 11, 13 million illegals in the United States. They've been saying that for decades. I mean, like what? At these numbers of 100,000 per month, you don't think that number's been growing? Of course, this has been going on for quite a while. Well, here to talk about it is the research analyst with MRC, Bill DiAgostino is with us. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. To set the record straight, ABC, CBS, NBC at one time, Bill, before you were born, during my formative years, commanded 85% of the viewing audience at one time, believe it or not. Now it's less than 50%. And I think one of the reasons why is because they're not giving it straight to the folks.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, as you were just going over, yeah, only 9% of their stories about illegal immigration actually shared these numbers with their viewers. And, you know, I mean, when people aren't aware of what they're not being told, it's kind of hard to sense that there's something fishy going on. Mm-hmm. But they sort of run the risk by concealing this information of if their viewers ever get access to this information through some other means, they'll get the sense that they're you know, their chosen network that they're watching their evening news on is sort of concealing information from them. I mean, you know, reporters like to do digestible numbers. You know, numbers is kind of a cornerstone of reporting. People like to, you know, push out just...
Well, it validates your premise. And
right, and
if that's wrong, then you're invalid, and you've you did the same thing to the people that you did for the 2016 elections. The reason that people are still losing their skulls trying to find them scattered out there, and that they totally blew up, is because the media had convinced them that Hillary Clinton was going to be their president. I mean, a million to one, a gazillion to one, 90% she's going to be president. This was the narrative from the mainstream media. So they lied to us then, they continue to lie now, and this false narrative that's put out there, it's no wonder they're identified with fake news.
That's right. It's funny you bring up the 2016 election. I mean, there were even some pollsters that were in on it. I remember maybe about a month before the 2016 election actually took place, there was a poll that came out showing that Hillary was 5 points ahead in Arizona. And mm-hmm. Now if you look at the electoral map, you'll see that that's kind of a ridiculous conclusion to reach. But when you went into the methodology of that poll, it was weighted so that 51% of respondents were Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not an accurate slice of Arizona's populace. And so, you know, it's just sort of this very creative, really insidious tinkering with numbers so that they can say things that aren't necessarily false. They're technically true, but they're not really accurate. And I think that the American people are kind of getting tired of hearing that.
Well, they prejudice the numbers. I mean, if they, you know, and much the same way they did in California, for example, lest we forget. I mean, Bernie Sanders was running neck to neck with Hillary Clinton, and then all of a sudden, the powers to be ran the numbers and said, oh, well, she's got all the votes she needs now. And so Bernie Sanders went into a tailspin in California, if you remember. It's like, wait a minute, what just happened here?
Right. It was like, if you're going to support Sanders, well, then, you know, don't bother because it's already over. And that, you know, that just kind of skews the way people are going to vote at that point.
And that came out of nowhere, Bill. I mean, you know, it's like here they were neck and neck. It was gone. And then all of a sudden, I imagine the people in California were going nuts because the media was sitting there licking their chops going, now we got all this money. Hillary's going to be spending gazillions on all the media in the state. And all of a sudden the rug was pulled out from underneath them.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, because they weren't going to get any general, I shouldn't say any, they weren't going to get a lot of, general fund money, you know, when it came down between her and Donald Trump, because California was in the bag. So here they lost the chance for any kind of windfall, you know, for media expenditure, for political advertising. It just goes by the wayside. Thank you very much to the DNC, I guess, huh?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, they've been doing stuff like that for years, although it's hard to think of a more brazen and recent example than that.
Right. Exactly. Well, Bill, the thing is that's so shocking as you lay this out. I mean, these are pollsters that have... They've got experience. They know better than this. I mean, this wasn't by accident. This was definitely something that they had contrived. This was purposeful and something that they had thrust upon the voter politic. And really, it's up to the voters to decide how much of this fake news they want to continue to tolerate.
Well, that's right. And of course, you know, it's up to the voters to decide what sort of policies they support, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, you know, the Harvard-Harris poll that... demonstrated that the majority of Americans really don't know how many illegal immigrants are coming into the country every year. It also found that when voters were informed about the current illegal immigration rate, the majority of them, 52%, actually supported the president's National Emergency Act.
Exactly.
Now, the majority of other polls about the National Emergency Act that did not provide those respondents with that context found that respondents actually didn't support the National Emergency Act. So it's kind of hard to draw any other conclusion than that this information changes people's minds. When people mm-hmm. actually understand the gravity of this situation, they become slightly more immigration restrictionists. Because
right.
Why wouldn't they? They realize that it's a large problem.
Well, Bill, look at the universal number. You know, I said this before you came on. We've been hearing forever, you know, oh, the number of illegal immigrants, 11, 13 million. I mean, that has been a static number. I mean, really, I think we're probably more like 25, 30 million right now. It might as well, that stab is about as good as any, but saying 11, 13, we've been saying 11, 13 million for over 10 years. You're going to tell me that hasn't grown beyond that?
I think the first time I heard that number was when I was in third grade and
okay.
back in year 2000. So it's we're almost on two decades now of 11 million.
Exactly.
Yes. No, there's a lot of very creative framing of the numbers. And, you know, something that's interesting about 2000 is that was also when immigration, illegal entrants, rather, were at their highest. It spiked to about, I think, 1.6 million in that year. And something that's particularly frustrating that you now see a lot of these anchors and reporters on the networks doing is they will compare the current rate of immigration to that, the highest it's ever been, and basically draw 2 points on a chart and say, see, it's lower now than it is then, therefore illegal immigration is decreasing. But that's just not true. It's been increasing for over a decade. It's at the highest point it's been in 11 years. Just because it's not the highest it's ever been doesn't mean that it's decreasing across the board. It's actually dramatically increasing. We've seen more entrants per month for the past 2 years now, I think.
Well, my question to them is, when was the last time they put a set of eyes down there at the border? I mean, not videotape, but they actually went down and saw for themselves what was going on. I mean, you go down there and you see the crisis. You see the pressure that the Border Patrol is under. Bill, I mean, this is amazing. I mean, these guys, you know, and women, they show up every day for work in very stressful and thankless conditions. I mean, because here they are doing the best they can. They got half the country revved up because of false evidence and information out there. You've got the likes of AOC saying ICE ought to be disbanded. I mean, God bless them for, you know, putting their lives on the line and a thankless job. I mean, we've had border agents there protecting and securing our border, and they defend it, and they end up going to jail, and the bad guy's off free, and he's getting money from the government. Don't you love this country?
It really feels like we're dragging the left kicking and screaming away from the precipice that they kind of want us to be careening towards. It's a shame.
Exactly.
But in terms of eyes down there, it's pretty funny. They in February, NBC and CBS both sent reporters down there to talk to an ICE agent. I think it was the same guy for both of them, this young guy, Fernando Grijalva. But he had been working border security for, I think, 5 administrations. And he was one of the first ICE officials to call, or no, I think it was CBP, but he was one of the first people to call it a crisis. And I remember the reporters were just absolutely floored that he was using that terminology. They thought mm-hmm. that, you know, that was so political to say crisis because, of course, that was what the president was saying. And
right.
if that was what the president was saying, then it couldn't be right. It had to just be rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, you see that a lot of the media have finally adapted to that and learned to start calling this a crisis. But even in that, they really had to be, you know, forced into it by some of these experts down there saying, no, he's right. This actually is a crisis.
You know, because they hate the president so much. I mean, look, we get it. But what they're doing to this country, the jeopardy that they're putting our citizens in. I mean, just about every state of the union, Bill, we've had a citizen murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Measles outbreak, you know, CDC is suggesting that, it probably what has contributed to this has been the influx of illegal immigrants into the country that have come unchecked without the proper health screening. The sex trafficking that continues, you know, young girls that are, you know, brought into sex slavery. We're not talking brought into Mexico. We're talking here in the United States of America. This kind of disgusting stuff is happening. This kind of lawlessness is happening in our own country. But yet the Democrats, for the sake of not wanting to give Donald Trump a win, and I say it's not Donald Trump's win, it's the people's win. What happened to United We Stand and the American Dream?
Well, it seems to be going away. Unfortunately, the media are more interested in, you know, obfuscating any sort of information that contradicts a narrative.
Bill D'Agostino has been our guest. You're awesome. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the input. Have a great day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you.